On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him. And the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, give your place to this man. And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, my friend, move up to a higher position. Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, when you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. For those who think it's July has been a very quick year. No, I'm here because Father Phil is with his father and family. As you know, Father Phil's father is sick, and he invited me to come to be with you so that he might be with his family. And as I said to the other masses, I know how it is when any of us, our parents are sick, but we who are religious, our clergy, we feel the pain, I think, even the more. So we pray for Father Phil's father, and we pray for Father Phil's family, especially during this Mass. I said to Phil as he called me yesterday, and I said, it won't be the best, because I'm still on vacation mode. And when I looked at the readings, I thought, God has a sense of humor. For the readings speak to us about humility and self-knowledge. We don't hear about that in the media. Surely not about humility or being humble. We want bragging rights. We want the best. But let us look at humility. What it means to be humble. Let us look at self-knowledge. Saint Teresa of Avila said the first key step to holiness is self-knowledge, self-awareness. To know oneself, to be aware of oneself. Your strengths, your weaknesses, your limitations, just your own craziness. Because God knows our craziness. And he still loves us. God still loves us with our strengths, our limitations, our weaknesses, our sinfulness, and that just old crazy Glenn. You can insert your name too, okay? But To know oneself and to be aware of oneself, we must know that there's one greater than ourselves. We know that. That's why we're here celebrating the Eucharist. That there's one greater, the supreme being, the creator. As we acknowledge God and his invitation to be in relationship with him, we come to know ourselves, our true selves, even our crazy selves. And we come to understand how God can love us unconditionally. For true holiness means union with God. And to be holy, we have to know ourselves and how God sees us. I'm quite sure God says, there goes Glenn again. Lord, have mercy. And he chuckles, laughs. Or he would do like my grandmama would do. God holds me and say, I don't sing, so don't worry about it. To know oneself and to be aware of oneself. Here's the key. I know who I am. And I know whose I am. I belong to God. When I say I, we belong to God. The Creator formed us long before he even formed the world. He said to Jeremiah, I knew you before you were formed or created in your mother's womb. He wasn't only talking about you. Jeremiah, God knew us before he sent us to this reality. Wow. What you mean, Father? I'm just saying the Creator knew you. He knew how you're going to be crazy, sinful. He knew the good that you would do. Long before your parents knew you. See, when I know who I am and know whose I am, then I can walk with my head held high. Because I'm rooted in God. To be very humble and to be humble means to be rooted in God. That God has given me everything. I'm just renting what God lets me use. Here at the Eucharist, Jesus invites us like he invited those who carefully observed him. They're sanitizing it. The older tradition translation was they watched him carefully. You know how people are nosy? That's what they're sanitized. What is he going to do? What is he going to say? They had that judgmental attitude. So Jesus said, okay, when you are invited to a banquet, don't try to be first. Sit wherever. Some of us always want to be in the limelight. They tell a story in one of our parishes that a lady always came to Mass late. And she always came to the front seat so that everybody would see what she had on. Being this is a beach community, we don't have that issue here. But she would have everything on and she would come walking. And one of our parishes, parish priests, the priest would be looking to see what she had on. And everybody would be watching carefully the priest to see what his reaction was going to be. There's something about us wanting to be seen and in the limelight and to be the first. But Jesus says, just be who you are. Be rooted in me. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself, who is rooted in me, will be exalted. By our self-knowledge, self-awareness, and being rooted, true humility, knowing who I am and whose I am, God, the Great One, will exalt me. And I, in my self-awareness and humility, will reach out and be in communion with the least, the last, and the lost, which this scripture speaks about. When you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, the marginalized, the people who cannot repay. I am in union and solidarity with my brothers and sisters always. Even when I'm not having a banquet. Our brothers and sisters who suffer from natural disasters. I pray and I am in union and solidarity with them. Because it could have been us. We will pray for those two sisters that were killed in Mississippi. It could have been any of us. Someone could come into our homes and stabbed us. When I am rooted in God and aware that God is greater than myself, I have to be in communion and solidarity with my brothers and sisters. Today, at this Eucharist, Jesus gives us the grace to know who we are and whose we are. He gives us the grace to show that people are first and not programs. He gives us the grace to be concerned about the kingdom of God here on earth as we reach out to others, the least, the last, and the lost. For we ourselves are the least, the last, and the lost. That's why we have Jesus the Redeemer, who redeems us, who gives us salvation. It is here at the Eucharist that we find God and his or her viewpoint. We begin to see how God sees and not how we see or the world sees. God's image in every human being. That's not what we see in the media. But here, as your church parish says, all are welcome. Here we eat of the bread of heaven, the bread of the kingdom. For in this meal, we are invited to be ourselves, weak human beings in need of nourishment. And it also challenges us to go beyond ourselves, finding God's image in every guest. May God give us this grace to know whose we are and who we are as we humble ourselves before the Great One, God, the Almighty Father. Amen.